Hi there, and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so we're moving forward. It's been a busy week in MS land. I think just whoever would have thought that the NFL draft would have such an implication on multiple sclerosis, or at least bringing light to this disease. And I don't know, for people who out there in listener land, just that the number one draft pick that went to the Las Vegas Raiders, Indiana Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza. And the big thing, well, among the many big things with Fernando, his mother has multiple sclerosis. His mom, Elsa, was actually diagnosed with MS back in 2008. And they've brought a lot of, shed a lot of light on multiple sclerosis through her life with it. And just it's a shared family thing. And it, I mean, just throughout the season, it's been a storyline in the NFL, or in college football, and now to the NFL.
Yes, and it's brought up a lot of awareness and learning more about multiple sclerosis, and never mind that $500,000 gift to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
I believe it's through University of Miami, I believe, to their medical school or their health center.
For MS research, which is needed. And so kudos to Fernando and his family. Just that's so appreciated.
That's like $500,000.
Why, yes, it is. And Dan and I were talking, you know, since we have been diagnosed, a number of celebrities have also shared their diagnosis, and it makes sense that nearly a million people are living with MS in the United States. So, of course, there would be some famous people, and you just wonder, is it ever enough?
You wonder what's the purpose and what does it bring to the MS community when celebrities, people in the news, shed light on MS. So it is a question of, you know, it's a question of what is it? What do we as an MS community, we as Jennifer and Digman, as A Couple takes on MS, what do we expect or want when celebrities bring attention to MS? And that just opens the door for so many things: pros, cons, anger, frustration, jubilation, inspiration, you name it.
It makes sense that when people are diagnosed with MS, every case, every different person is individual, and that's why it's often called a snowflake disease, because no two cases are alike. And certainly now with famous people being diagnosed, no reaction's the same. Some people are happy, thrilled for the awareness, while others are like, oh, they're being such babies, or MS doesn't look like that.
Right.
You know, I don't think people are ever happy. That's a human thing. But I think it's good to see the awareness, to see other people, just that it's out in the public and people can be open about it. Heck, that we can have a podcast, that there are others who have podcasts talking about this disease, because it is tough and it needs the awareness. But that's just me talking. What do you think, Dan?
I think it's very appropriate when we use the title of our podcast, our website, us, A Couple Takes on MS. I just really think that this topic can really bring multiple takes on MS and the stories and the examples. And I mean, some of how celebrities handle their MS and their I don't want to say fame, but their platform as celebrities, or people, obviously, Fernando's not a he doesn't have MS, but his family member has MS. So it's like, what do they bring? And I think it's great. Everything that they're doing, and I mean, honestly, what he and his brother, who also plays football with Indiana, what they did in terms of like the local, like a restaurant down in Indiana where they sold sandwiches and, you know, for the Mendoza family, and it was like a trademark sandwich, something like that, and money went to the MS Society. And it's so inspiring what they did. But then it's like, you know, come draft night, Fernando did not go to Pittsburgh where the draft was being held. He was not there. They stayed in Florida with his family, made a whole family event of it. Because I'm, and you know, there's lots of, you know, I don't have specifics on it, but you know, from what I saw from news stories was like, well, it's easier than for his mom to not have to do that. And it's just like, well, that's very, very understandable. I mean, we would do that. I mean, if I was drafted, I'd stay home, you know, and celebrate with you. But at the same time, there's people that could say, well, they should have gone to Pittsburgh because you know, she goes to all the games. She should go to this, and it's just like, you know, where people just aren't happy. I thought it was a very bold move. I thought it was the right move. It's just like, well, why would you go for all the chaos of Pittsburgh when you could be there with your family?
Yes. And it very much, it is, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Absolutely.
Because the chaos, some people thrive under that and would say, look at me taking it to MS. Like, we can handle this chaos. You and I, we roll like that. We want to stick our heads down and go. Sometimes to the detriment of our own personal health, but we want to say, no, we still can do it. We still can be involved. And, you know, I think the biggest thing about celebrity for me is that I always thought when I was first diagnosed, all it's going to take, granted, I was diagnosed back in 1997 before a lot of people were born. But anywho, you know, we just need one big famous person to get this miserable disease, and then they're going to start throwing money at it and find a cure. It'll happen so much quicker. That hasn't happened.
And well, and there's been, I mean, since 1997, there has been a lot of famous people get diagnosed mm-hmm. with this disease. And
so it's not just celebrity and money that's going to cure this, which I naively thought, you know, when Ann Romney, way back in the day, Mitt Romney's wife, Mitt was running for president, and I was thinking, certainly the first lady can't have the MS. They'll find something so that this woman doesn't have to deal with it. This is it. Again, naively, you know, that didn't happen. And then Jack Osborne, well, Ozzy's son's not going to have MS. That can't be. Still not cured. And on the list, Christina Applegate, Selma Blair, Jamie Lynn Sigler. We still have MS, Montel Williams. So it's frustrating. We watch how they deal with it. And money doesn't make it go away. And I don't know, is that comforting or is that even more frustrating?
I think that it's, you know, there's a level of frustration. Are you thinking, certainly this is going to change? But then if you step back and just look at other illnesses, conditions and whatnot, I mean, you know, everything that Michael J. Fox is doing for Parkinson's, all the, you know, I mean, and how can you get much more famous than Michael J. Fox, right? Yeah. And, you know, since he's lived with it, I mean, certainly it's bringing more money for research, bringing more with that. But I mean, they haven't cured that disease yet.
And look at cancer, look at diabetes, look at heart disease. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are conditions that are going to happen. And I suppose maybe that's something where I have to step back and say, in my best Anna Chlumsky, you're not special.
Yeah.
Just because you have multiple sclerosis, you're not special. People get diseases every day. But darn it, it's been almost 30 years. I want a cure. And even now, I don't want to be so greedy. I'll be greedy in another way and say I want it fixed. But I suppose, what does it take? And is it helpful or a hindrance to see how other famous people, certainly celebrities, are, they give access to their lives? So it's good to be nosy. It's okay. It's acceptable. But how they're dealing with their MS, and we compare ourselves. And is that the worst thing, is to compare ourselves? Like, oh, if she can do it, I can do it. Or if he's doing it, Dan, why can't you? So it's just a myriad of problems.
I mean, it really is. And it's a question of, are we ever satisfied? Is it ever enough? And I think that's where you don't want a person, you know, from here on out, just saying famous person, however that looks. But you don't want them making it look too easy. But you don't, I mean, I'm speaking from my perspective, or it's just like, you don't want it to look too easy, but you don't want, I don't want them showing it like it's too hard. And I think that's, you know, and we've had this conversation, and I think that's, you know, with the Messy Podcast, with Christine Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler, and they have a great podcast. It's a great episode. It's everything, you know. But the one thing I think to a certain extent, you know, that I always feel that, like, Christine Applegate makes it almost too real. She's very, just very open, very honest, and everything. And we need that voice. We need that in this community. People need to know just the harsh realities of what this disease is, what it can do. And I mean, she's dealing with a lot. And so I think that's always a problem. And is when, you know, when I look at it, that's not my MS. So then I'm just like, well, you need to act more like me, or you're showing this. And then I'm just like, what if you're newly diagnosed? Is that the image you want to have out there? I mean, obviously it's very real, but I think on just some levels, for me, that would have been very self-defeating if I was first diagnosed. For me, now that I've lived with this for 25 plus years, I understand where she's coming from, what she's saying, but it's like, is that really, you know, when you and I have talked about this, when there was always the argument when back with the NBA and Charles Barkley said, I'm not a role model. You know, I'm not a role model for kids. The parents need to be the role models and everything. But then I'm just like, well, but for Christine Applegate, should you be the role model?
It's almost like we need a rating, like a parental rating. Like, okay, you have the letter G, multiple sclerosis. You're okay to show. But Christina, you're a strong R. That's not for the youth. That's not for the newly diagnosed. And I don't know if that's fair. Mm. And that goes to, you know, what do we expect from celebrities? And I realize you're shaking your head. You're not saying that.
Oh, no, I'm shaking my head, because it's just like, I don't know, because that voice is needed. That that voice, that perspective, because that's real, as honest and as raw. And to that point, you know, I say kudos to Christine Applegate for being honest, because she's dealing with a lot. I mean, I think deep down we all are dealing with a lot, and how much do we put and bring up to the surface?
And I wonder, why do we need to see it? You know, you and I, we have our platform. We share our stories. Why do people need to see it? And I hope it's to comfort them, or to show them that you can do it, in the same way with Christina. And, you know, we need that companionship. Somebody is going through it as well. But there is that question of, you know, everyone's doing it their own. And maybe you just need to, sure, you can look at other examples, but do it your own way, an individual.
And I think that's where I've often compared living with MS to, you know, back when I ran, or, you know, as a runner, you never compare yourself to other people. You know, I mean, it was just like, as a runner, I'm in this race. It's me against me. Mm-hmm. You know, I am my biggest competition. How am I doing? You know, and so I don't necessarily compare myself to how other people, you know. And I think just that's the nice thing about with celebrities, famous people, that they have the platform. And, you know, and I feel we're talking about Christina a lot. I mean, but it just, you know, kudos to her for using her platform to be out there to be honest with this. And, you know, that rather than being a person who has the fame, the platform, the celebrity, and says nothing, you know, to where you say nothing, mm-hmm. and make it look like it's not a big deal, make it look like it's easy. And again, it's a question of what do we expect? Because I don't want you making it look too easy, but I don't want you to make it look like it's too hard. But, or is that just where I need to find the person to help me fit me where I am, meet me where I am?
Exactly, because every day is so different. Some days I can't stop screaming, I hate this effing disease. And mm-hmm. then other days I'm like, I've got this. Look at me. I'm killing it at my exercise class, or my bladder is being my friend.
We're so blessed.
So blessed. Exactly. We're surrounded by friends and family. But then, so that, I suppose it's good to see different people dealing with the disease and then just raising awareness. But there's always, you know, much like it's a snowflake disease and we're all different. I joked when we saw about Fernando's gift to the MS Society, and is it ever enough? Mm. You know, we're going into MS Walk season, which is a fundraiser for the National MS Society. And we collect money, and we have our team is Team Monsters. And we have a member of our walk team who is just leaps and bounds, just raising so much money and awareness for our team. And we're so blessed to have him.
Are you talking about Maximus?
Of course, that little handsome devil. But is it ever enough?
When you keep going and just, I mean, Maximus, we've had him on our podcast before, and he's just been, and he's killing it this year. I mean, he kills it every year, and he always has these fresh approaches. And what we will do in the liner note, we will share the video that Maximus put up this year. And so you all can see it there. The liner notes in our website is acoupletakesonms.com. Look for that. And he's got the link. And if you want to just support Maximus, because like I say, he's absolutely killing it. And so.
But it goes back to, is it ever enough? You know, we'll keep raising money. We've done this. This is Team Monsters, their 21st year of walking.
I think it's 23.
Physical therapist Heather, mm-hmm. who's also been on the show. She's walked with me since the year after I was diagnosed. And we have to keep walking, keep raising funds for the hope that something will happen with myelin repair, with new medication, with a cure. But it's always that carrot dangling in front of our face. You know, just raise a little more money, raise a little more awareness. One more celebrity gets diagnosed. And I suppose that's the human condition. You always want more. Mm-hmm. And it's just right now, because we're going into walk time, and I'm thinking about all the advancements that have happened since we were diagnosed, gone from 3 disease modifying therapies to over 26, that we have medication available for people with the worst forms of multiple sclerosis, those primary progressive people have medications and the awareness and orange everywhere. And it's just a big rabbit hole of multiple sclerosis.
Well, you think about it, it's like a question of, is it ever enough? And you think back to when you were diagnosed in 97, I was diagnosed in 2000, there were three disease modifying drugs. And I think that if you, you know, time travels back to 2001, just say, and there were three drugs, and we would say, you know, speaking Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future, but you know, that we would say in the future, you know, 25 years from now, 26 years from now, there will be 25 disease modifying therapies, only, you know, very few infusions. There's oral medications, there are infusions, everything like that. To which then, you know, telling this to the 1997 Jennifer and the 2000 Dan when you're first diagnosed, and we would say, what the hell are you guys complaining about in 2026?
Yeah.
And that you have how many famous people have MS and are vocal about it? I mean, back then we had, you know, David Lander and Annette Funicello were the famous people that had it. I mean, it's just like, and there wasn't the social media to create the buzz, the awareness and stuff. And so then it's just like, what are we squawking about in 2026? And then it's a question of, what do we expect? And are we ever satisfied? And is it ever enough?
Maybe we're tired of it. I know I'm tired of it.
You think?
I think more than that, you know, I look to RFK, for example, that he's getting to maybe the nitty gritty of what is happening. Why is there so much autoimmune illness, so many autoimmune diseases out in the world now? Are we doing this to ourselves? Which, you know, I love my brother and my mother very much, but they have always joked that I ate too much McDonald's when I was a teenager. And that gave me MS, and I know that McDonald's did not do it. So I'm not saying that in any way, but that was there. But, you know, was it my bad eating habits? Was it that I was not sleeping, or I was not getting enough activity or vitamin D? So I appreciate that, you know, Robert F. Kennedy is starting to look at that and holding us kind of accountable for what we can do, what we can't do. And I don't want to put the onus on us that we gave ourselves multiple sclerosis, but looking at where it came from. And then I look at ChatGPT, artificial intelligence. Is that artificial intelligence some way? I don't know. Is it a pipe dream to think maybe that can help us figure out this mysterious disease? I don't know. I mean, again, that hope that we have to hold on to.
And is that, you know, you say what keeps us going, or why, you know, what do we expect? And I think it is just that hope that continues to drive us as to why then we fundraise every year for the MS Walk. You know, we celebrate the, you know, when the Heisman Trophy winning number one draft pick donates $500,000 to MS research, specifically for MS research, to get to the bottom of this. I think that's, you know, where we celebrate, and we celebrate all the voices. You know, I think that it's just always taking the next step, or always like helping people to, we always look to the future. It's like, yeah, there's like now I'm like on a tangent, I'll come back, but it's just like, you know, when you're first in college, and they're like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know, what do you want to do in 5 years? You start planning for the future, and you have your 5 minute or 5 year, 10 year goals and everything. And is that part of, you know, a challenge when you're living with MS? Obviously you want to look to 5 years from now. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And it's just like, you don't know what you don't know what 5 years holds with this disease, and what developments will happen. And so really then, are we at a point where we living with MS are just looking, what's going to get me through today? What's going to get me through till tomorrow? What's going to make my life better today? And so then is that where it needs to be enough that we have these voices, we have these perspectives of celebrities who are donating money for the research, for the future, who are there complaining, being honest, raw, vulnerable about the disease? Or there's also celebrities who are being there, being cheerleaders, being inspirational, making it look easy, making it look hard. You know, it's finding the people, like, you know, when we're living with a snowflake disease, what else can we expect but people doing the best that they can?
Certainly do the best that you can, but time goes so fast. You know, just the mere fact that we have been together for 20 years, 2 decades. And it goes quickly. So if you are newly diagnosed, or if you've been living with the disease for 30 years like we have, or 40 years like many, many people we know have, just you have to take advantage of it. You can't sit and wait for when a famous person is going to get diagnosed, or when a new medication comes out. It's like it goes back to that thing that we watched at a teleconference with Dr. Aaron Boster and Dr. Model, where they talked about control what you can control. And that's a motto, Dan, that we need to totally take under our belt, is just control what you can control. And as fun as it is, or as comforting as it is, if that's the right word, to see famous people diagnosed with the disease, or to see, you know, Fernando Mendoza's mother living, thriving with multiple sclerosis, we have to kind of think about ourselves and just be grateful and gracious and appreciative for that. But what am I doing? What am I controlling? And I have to remind myself all the time, you know, what can we do?
And I think that's it again. I guess goes back to the running analogy. It's just like, what's your personal best? What are you doing? And it's just like, you look to the other people, you look to the celebrities to give you the inspiration, to give you the comfort. But it's just like, what can we do individually, you know, but with the help of other people? Because, like, when you're diagnosed, and as we say, you know, you're never alone in dealing with this disease, that there's this huge community. And I think that's what helps with the celebrities, that it broadens and brings more awareness to the community of people with MS.
Mm-hmm. And don't go it alone, like you said, and just find your people and be supported, because it is there. And just remain hopeful.
Absolutely. There's always hope. You can always cling to hope.
Yes.
All right. So then for this episode, in the liner notes, I mean, we will have all kinds of links. We will link to the Messy Podcast with Kristen Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler. We will have the video from the Maximus with that, and just all the other things that we can find, the video with the webinar with Dr. Boster and
Rob Model.
We had done something, I think we had done a podcast with him. We'll just have all kinds of links, but that way, just to continue the conversation and to add more depth to this, because this is really something. So, I mean, and then also for you out there in listener land, what do you expect when there's a famous person, celebrity, bringing light to the MS, you know, disease, community, everything? What is it? What do you expect? What do you want from them? You know, and whether they owe you anything, they don't owe you anything, but what is it you anticipate? Like, you know, with Jennifer, thought that it would help with money towards a queue and everything. Bless you. You know, put it in the emails, you know, email us at it's a couple takes on MS at gmail.com, or comment on our website, a couple takes on MS.com, just to keep the conversation going. So until next time, We are A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
And I'm Jennifer Digman, who's coughing and roping.
But together,
we are moving forward.
And we are there, and we will talk to you next time. Take care.